told Patrick it's pretty long today. I could probably answer questions as we go. If you guys want to bring some names up, you know, obviously Davis and Danny are in concussion protocol. So that hasn't changed. David Bruton, you know, I've seen some reports out there, but the bottom line, we feel very fortunate with David. And I think he's in a day-to-day process. We'll see how he does. Let's see who else we got.
I'm curious about CJ.
CJ?
He's in the game, and then you
can Yeah, I mean, he took a pretty good blow on his ankle. You know, he's had some ankle issues in the past. You know, I think they're probably – had we not had the other two, I think he could have tried to maybe fight through some of it. He is very sore today, so I would say he's day-to-day as we go into the week. Anybody else? You guys ask me because I can't think all of them right now. Omar's got a hamstring, and kind of evaluating, you know, just where we're at with that. I think that's going to be touch and go through the course of the week. It's kind of the same type of hamstring he had in training camp. I do know that. Yeah, that's a concern right now, you know, with TJ. You know, probably still going to take some time here to get back, even though he's doing very well with David's issue. You know, we signed Bush, you know. You know, I think we're in a situation at a few spots where we're just going to have to really look. It's going to be a week-to-week process for us and, you know, getting to next Sunday and finding a way to be ready to be our best against the Raiders. So we've got some issues to deal with and try not to get too far ahead right now. We'll get to Wednesday and get back to work.
Roby, as you have.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Roby has played the position because we do a lot of the three corners on the field stuff. I think there's some things we can look at, too. I mean, obviously, Dawson's got to get in this mix. You know, how does he get in the mix? Nixon's a kid that's been doing a really good job for us that we actually thought about activating this past week. So, you know, there could be some maneuvering there as we get to game day, but that's kind of part of the process right now.
Where's Peyton and his rehab? Could he get on the field this week?
You know, Peyton worked hard through the weekend, worked hard today, just got through talking to Greek. I think tomorrow is kind of a rest day for him. Nothing will change this week as far as Brock's our starter and what we're doing, but the process or the thought is that maybe starting Wednesday, depending on how things go, we start to throw, we start to do a little bit on the field type of stuff. So working towards some football things this week. So, but it has been a good weekend for him, and I know he's feeling better.
You mean off to the side or in?
Yeah, it would definitely be, you know, something that we would do. You know, it's something that probably we could work while we're in meetings or, you know what I mean? So it's going to be total attention to where he's going. Luke's going to be involved in this. Everybody's going to be involved in the process, but we'll just start some form of football here going.
How did DeMarcus Ware's pregame workout go?
Yeah, it went really good. You know, we took him out and we kind of put him through like he would have played 30 snaps in the game. DeMarcus very upbeat, had a good week last week. We start that process over again this Wednesday, but all expectations are that if he has a good week, that maybe, you know, we could be there at the end of this week talking about him playing. But, you know, we won't make that decision right now. We'll just put him through another week, but it's been very positive in his work back toward a return.
Gary, because it's been about a month with Peyton, and it could be another couple of weeks, is there a conditioning issue as well?
Well, he's been conditioning with Luke as best he can. I mean, obviously he can't, you know, the running part's been off the charts. But as far as doing some other things, he's been doing a lot of working out, lifting, a lot of, you know, upper body stuff as far as, you know, trying to do all he can to get some type of cardio involved. But there's always a process of getting back on that field and running around. So hopefully we can get some of that started this week.
Just to be clear, not team practice necessarily.
Yeah, I don't see that. You know, that could change. I could tell you Wednesday we decided to do some of that. But right now the thought is we go into a modified type of small workout personally with him and see where we can be each and every day.
He's got his arm strength.
He's actually been throwing a little bit, you know. He's been throwing a little bit inside, you know, through some rehab process and stuff. But it's nothing like going out and throwing the out route or those type of things. So we'll see.
You're outside of scoring a touchdown on your opening drive. Can you put your finger on why you were only able to get 3 points the rest of the way?
We struggled from that standpoint yesterday. We were very good early in the game, you know, so that was a very impressive start. The second drive, we had a big penalty, which took some things away. But we'd like to have seen us get more out of what we were doing. But we stayed with the run, and, you know, we kept battling. I think there are certain ways you win on a given day. And yesterday was about, continuing to run the ball, hammer the ball, and play great defense. So you do what you got to do on game day. But, yes, I'd love to see us score a lot of points every week. So just didn't happen yesterday.
Coach, you're not lacking a pass rush. What's been the most impressive thing about these young guys, Ray and Barrett, stepping in? Is it the simplicity of just going after the quarterback?
Well, I think they're growing as players now. You know, Shaq has played a lot. Shane is starting to play a lot, you know, through DeMarcus' situation. So we didn't blitz much yesterday. You know, we're kind of just bringing our four, and we did a good job of pushing the pocket, which was part of our game plan. And, you know, I think Shane's starting to grow as a player. His effort's very consistent now and chasing the ball and doing those type of things. So as those guys get better and we get DeMarcus back, you know, we should only get stronger.
Now we've had three games worth of, I guess, tape on Brock. What does he need to do, and what do you need to do as a play caller to kind of stay ahead of?
I just think we continue to grow together, you know. I mean, he's done a lot of good things. I did a lot of good things yesterday. Also, a lot of things that he can continue to learn about himself and making decisions and those type of things. And also me and Napper and Rico continuing to, you know, understand him better as a player and the things that he's most comfortable with. So, you know, it's early, you know, like you said, 3 weeks. What's that, 12, 14 quarters of football I think he's played this year. So, you know, I think he's good. Football is continuing to come, and I think it will continue to come as he gets more and more experience.
Have you seen people adjust last 3 weeks?
Yeah, I think I've seen some things. This team was a little bit like they had been, though. They're very aggressive up front and some of the things they do. Coverage-wise, they didn't change a lot, Jeff. You know, I wouldn't say that. But as far as how people maybe have made him be patient and made him do some things as a quarterback, yeah, I think he's kind of seen a little bit of everything the last 3 weeks. One thing he's learned probably more than anything, Jeff, is you can study film all you want during the week, but on game day people have a plan. So when you go out there and it's time to go, you know, execute your stuff, well, okay, this is their plan for the day, so these are things you have to do. This is the way you may have to play today for us to win. So I think that's what he's learning, you know, because so many times as a player you go practice, well, that didn't look the same. No joke. It doesn't always look the same, so you got to adjust, you know, so that's something he's learning.
With the Patriots losing yesterday, can you spend any time thinking about – now you guys really
no,
control your
I won't do that. You know, I've been asked numerous times. I watch that film. I got enough things to worry about right now that are, you know, team related and us getting better and being as good as we can possibly be. We're down to the last month. We got a lot of challenges as a team, and, you know, our focus will continue to be day to day. I mean, this league changes every week. You guys see it. So we got to stay focused on ourselves.
A few more for the coach.
Is it easy to keep the focus week to week, knowing that the Raiders gave you guys such a tough game back in October?
Yeah, they've played well all year long. I mean, I'm sitting there watching a film of yesterday. They're in great position to win, you know, and had a couple of big turnovers that turned the football game. So Jack's doing a great job, and they gave us everything we could handle the first time around. Obviously, we struggled and found a way to get out of there with the win, but another division opponent, and, you know, like I said, with the challenges we have as a team, we got to get to Sunday ready to go and do everything we can to get another win.
Talk about that safety depth. What have you seen from Darian Stewart and what he's brought as that?
Stu has played extremely well. Vaughn was our player of the game, but I'll tell you, Stu is really factoring each and every. He's playing very physical. He's been a factor back there, you know, each and every week. And he's done a great job with the group, too. Now, he's played with some different guys because of some things going on. He does a great job of being the quarterback of the secondary.
See the guard position being a three-man rotation in a perfect world, or are you going to leave it the way it was yesterday, or what's the?
Well, first off, two of them are beat up, you know. So, but I'll say this: Max is playing where Max deserves opportunity to play more and more. I thought he played well yesterday. There's some mistakes, you know, young mistakes, but I think Max has got a bright future, and he's showing us that in his teammates each and every week. So, got through it without Lou getting banged up anymore. Evan's playing really hurt for us in a lot of ways, and he battled for us. But I think Max has come along as a player, so, you know, we'll continue to get him in there and see how it goes.
Last one, they're looking at his hand at the end of the game?
Yeah, I don't know what he bruised. Bruised a couple things. I don't know what they were, but he's fine. He's all right.
Okay,
good to go.
Coach.
Thank you.